We are on the eve of the start of the season. How would you describe your squad's readiness for the championship?
I think we have a month preparation after the Super 50. So I think we are prepared and I think we are ready to go.
You talked about the Super 50. You know, the Super 50 usually comes in the middle of the four-day season, but this time you've had the opportunity to play it before. How have you guys been managing that transition?
I think the 50 will come a bit earlier than we expect. I think EVOs give us a good preparation because the tournament was down here and our first game is down here. So I think I think we have a good assessment during the Super 50 now. So I think that we are prepared for this match.
Last season was one of the best the Hurricanes have had in a long time. You finished third on the table. What do you think was key to last season's good showing?
I think the bowlers give us a lot of bowlers' points. We didn't have a lot of batting points, so I think the bowlers carried us through the tournament with some up and down batting performance. So this year, I just want to capitalize on the batting a little bit more, and I think we could do a lot better than last year.
Where do you think the strength in the team lies? Still in the bowling, or do you think the batting is a little bit better this year?
I think it's still in the bowling, still our trump card, and so you just have to just come with the bat a little bit more. Our first inning is going to be a crucial part going into the 4 day, so yeah.
Several things must come together for a team to do well in a championship as long as this 4 day tournament. Other than, let's say, batting and bowling, what is the one thing that y'all will have to do well consistently throughout the season to be successful?
I think we want a good camaraderie in the team, togetherness, and everybody help each other. If you look at the CCC, not saying that they have a bunch of guys that are playing for the West Indies and so on, but they have a good unit, and I think that killed them through the Super 50, so they win the tournament. So I think if we could take a page from them, I think we could do well.
All right, finishing higher than third will be, I'm sure, will be one of your goals this season. But apart from that, how would you define success other than winning the tournament?
As long as you get a good performance, I'll get about two or three guys into the West Indies team. I think that even the coach of them, I think we're going to feel good in itself to say that we have about four or three guys in the West Indies team. So, yeah.
And you talked about the Super 50 earlier, having had the opportunity of playing your group matches here. You've played at the 3Ws Oval, but you're playing underneath the likes this time. How do you think you're going to be able to handle that?
The Super 50, I think that we play day and night match, so I think you're going to be a little different just as the pink ball. So I just think that we just need to back ourselves and go in the game with a good performance, you know. So.
And last year, you had a very good match against the Barbados Pride here in Barbados. You won in 2 days. How much confidence does that help, you know, the team go into this game?
Well, you see, Barbados, they play the cricket at a high level, and I think the pride is within the Barbados team. So we always feel good playing against the Barbados. They always give us a good fight.